Good afternoon, Indianapolis. Hey, today's show, we're going to get you shopping and seeing the sights this holiday season. We're live with Christmas at the Indianapolis Zoo and Homespun Modern Handmade. So let's get started today on The Edge.
Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
Yeah. Everybody's doing the head swivel around here. Hey, if you're wondering what that's about, or what Edge of Indy's about.
Or what is happening.
Or what is happening right now. Welcome to Edge of Indy. This show is about focusing on local Indianapolis movers and shakers, entrepreneurs and organizations that are trending, are also just helping Indianapolis become a great place to live, work, and visit. We are focused on everything that's happening, and we're wanting to bring to our audience a great series of awareness of who we're talking to, who you should be talking to, who you should be doing business with. Because the important thing is to choose local and choose local often here in Indianapolis, and that's the entirety of what we're trying to do here on the show. My name is Aaron Sparks. I'm the CEO and Site Strategics, as well as Edge Media Studios. To my right, I have Brittany Simpson, who is the Outreach and Onboarding Manager over here at Site Strategics. How are we doing?
Good. Feeling much better this week. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, exactly. Are you sure?
And I killed an animal. No. Just joking. The zoo is here. I did not kill an animal. This is Fofur.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that because I was wondering if you were just completely without tact there, but
nope, just joking.
we also have. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Absolutely, that was a stint and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was gross. I don't want anyone to have what I had, and well, not anyone, but no one watching.
you know who you are if she wishes it on you. Hey, we also have Carla Knapp, public relations specialist at the Indianapolis Zoo.
She's back.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, it's great to be able to have the zoo come back around.
Oh, we really appreciate the opportunity to come on. We love being part of the Indianapolis community and really greatly appreciate everything that you guys are doing to make sure that our indie community is growing and thriving and really strong.
Sweet.
That was
I'm just going to use that as a testimonial promo for the show. Well, you were here last time to talk about Zubu. How'd that go?
Oh, we had such a wonderful year for Zubu this year. Again, just like we're doing with Christmas at the Zoo, we had so many new experiences this year. Pumpkin Town was all new, and I think people really enjoyed it. We got so much wonderful feedback, and so we're really excited to be able to unveil another brand new experience for people this year with Santa's Village.
How was traffic at Zubu?
Traffic
with like foot traffic.
Foot traffic was wonderful.
Good.
We had, you know, a steady stream of guests throughout, which is really what we want to see.
Yeah. It was warm-ish.
Yeah. Yeah,
the weather cooperated.
Really nice weather. And we do have some really great weather for the first part of Christmas at the zoo. We really want to keep that going.
Yeah. Now, this date.
We'll try.
Yes. Yeah. This can you do that too?
Yeah. We'll talk to Paul Boutique.
Yeah.
About
we got a guy.
This event dates back to 1967. Is that right? And then it was what? The first zoo in the U.S. to have like a holiday light event?
Yeah. You're right. We were the very first in the U.S. So
that's
we started
incredible.
The trend. Yeah. Lots of zoos have jumped on board since then. But 1967 was when we kicked off holiday lights at the Indianapolis Zoo. And for 49 years, we've been growing and getting bigger and better and more magical. So we feel like we do it pretty well here in Indianapolis.
Very cool.
You've got this down. Now you have a new area in the zoo. That's Santa's Village.
Yes. Yeah, Santa's Village is brand new under our Bicentennial Pavilion, and I like to describe it kind of like you're stepping inside of a snow globe. So you come underneath our Santa's Village arch, and there are some magical snow flurries that fall even whenever it's 60 degrees like we had the first two weekends. We had snow flurries flying on people, which was really beautiful.
Excellent.
So then you walk around. It's a very whimsical village that we have set up. Santa's study is in there where you can meet Santa himself. We have Mrs. Claus's kitchen, and she's welcoming our guests to decorate cookies. If you've ever decorated,
that's where I would go.
Yes.
I'll be there if anyone needs me. I'll be with Mrs. Claus. Cooking.
It's a popular spot, as you can imagine. People love to, especially the little kids, love to decorate their own cookies. Whenever you put children in charge of their own icing and sprinkles, like, that's a great time.
Chaos ensues.
Now, absolutely. And I'm just wondering, and is it allowable to scream like Elf whenever we see Santa for the first time?
Well, I mean... You know, to each his own.
If the spirit moves you.
I take that as a yes. Absolutely.
I would pay to see you do that, by the way. If we can coordinate that, maybe we can do a commercial or something where you are seeing Santa.
Yep. And it's fresh in my mind because we just went through Elf the other day. And absolutely. I know exactly where to go with my pitch. We're going to have to bring the kids around, so we'll certainly FaceTime
that. Oh, my God, please do. Yes. Now, a lot of the animals are incorporated into this event, too, and I want to name the specific ones because certain people have certain favorites.
Yes,
so
do
the
it.
Lions, the walruses, walrusi?
Mm-hmm. Walrus.
Walrus.
Yeah, we'll just stick with that.
Tigers, the red pandas, and the brown bears, and more.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, or maybe if you can predict this year, which animal do you think is going to generate the most, like, oohs and ahs?
Oh my gosh. We have a lot of walrus fans, like super fans.
Really?
People who like walrus love walrus. And
there's a diehard fan base there. It's kind of a counterculture if you think about it.
It's kind of true. And you know what? They're so much fun.
Yeah, they are.
They're really special animals that they really enjoy interacting with people. And we are so fortunate. There's only 14 walrus that live in zoos and aquariums around the United States.
Wow. Are you kidding?
That is it.
How many do we have?
We have two. We have two of the 14.
Wow.
So we're very, very fortunate to be able to share this beautiful species with the communities here in central Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, walrus, like a lot of animals that we have at the Indianapolis Zoo, walrus are a threatened species. So we really want people to engage and to learn more about these animals so that they can help us to want to save them in the wild, too.
I didn't realize they were endangered, too.
They're, unfortunately,
when did that happen?
I don't know.
Why did that happen, Indianapolis?
I don't think Indianapolis is exclusively to blame.
No, that's true. But you know what? You know, Indianapolis as a community, we can do. And really, I feel like our Indianapolis community does really care about saving animals, saving species. So there's all sorts of little things that we can do to help walrus, to help other animals. And we love to share those things with the community at the Indianapolis Zoo and to educate them and empower them with our mission.
One of our Facebook watchers actually chimed in there. And you can certainly, if you're not hearing it right now, then you're not watching Facebook. But for our audio listeners, jump into the Facebook stream as we interact with our guests. Amy Michael Megan actually says she's got one of the best picks of Indiana, the Indy Zoo walruses, walrusi. Yep, there we go. With her son about 10 years ago. So certainly, I mean, in the stream, as much as you want to, share some of the experience that you've had at the zoo. On top of that, I mean, there's so much that's happening through the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a bit of a, I want to come back around to Christmas because I do want to hear about some other exhibits, but what are you doing over the entire year at the zoo, all the different events?
Oh my gosh.
Line them up in alphabetical
so
order.
Much. I don't even know that we couldn't even cover them all in your whole podcast.
No,
we
that's why you're going to be coming back again and again. And
absolutely.
Again. There we go. See?
But yeah, we are open year round. We're very fortunate to be able to do that because we do have both indoor and outdoor facilities. After Christmas at the zoo. We're going to start looking ahead to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is coming up in January. Mm-hmm. That is a special day for us because we're able to invite our community in with the donation of a canned good or any non-perishable food item. You can come to the Indianapolis Zoo for free. And that's a way that we can give back to supporting our community, which is a huge part of the legacy of Dr. King.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. So dates and tickets for the Christmas at the zoo. I mean, it's running from December 6th through the 10th, mm-hmm. 13th through the 23rd, 26th through the 30th, right?
Yes, you got it.
Hey, I'm good.
You are good.
It's written down. It's written down for him.
Right here. And on top of that, what are the costs? What's the ticket prices there?
Well, our prices do vary by day. Mm-hmm. I always encourage people to go online to purchase their tickets.
Okay.
The farther in advance that you can buy your tickets, the more you're going to save. The holidays, we are all about, and really all year round, we are all about saving people money.
Cool.
So we want you to go online. Pick a day that fits your budget mm-hmm. as well as your schedule. So typically you're going to save the most whenever you come in on a weekday and find some of those less busy mm-hmm. Days. That's going to save you the most.
Absolutely.
And then as far as timing goes, festivities are from 5 to 9 p.m., mm-hmm. but extended from 5 to 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, right?
That's
so
right.
People are feeling crazy and want to stay out till 10. You can stay
hang,
out till 10.
Hang out with the Wolvers, I.
Yes.
And that's actually part of the experience of extending Christmas at the zoo this year. We have, in addition to Santa's Village, we are, like you mentioned, extending hours on Fridays and Saturdays this year for the very first time. We've added thousands and thousands more lights this year. So
that's awesome.
This is our 49th year, but we have found ways to grow, make it bigger and better every single year.
So if you've been in the past, still go this year because it's different.
Absolutely.
It's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
So kind of going, you don't want to let everybody know all the different areas that are Christmas at the zoo, but besides Santa, besides all the lights, what other neat things do you have out there that we could discover?
Well, one of the fun things for me is going around to the animals at this time of year before Christmas activities start. So the zoo actually we still open at noon. And because Christmas at the zoo is included with your admission,
right.
you can come out as early as you would like. We actually encourage it. So at this time of year, we're going to see animals that are more active or active in different ways than they would be in the summer months.
Cool.
So very engaged with people. I know a lot of people really love red pandas, just like walrus.
Mm-hmm.
We have super fans for red pandas. And our little red panda, Nima, she and all of her red panda friends, they are cold weather creatures. They really enjoy the colder temperatures. So you're going to see her out and moving around
mm-hmm.
Like she would not be in the summer. Our tigers, again, are colder weather animals. Our brown bears are cold weather animals. So all of these animals and so many more are going to be more active, more engaged. And because we have lighter crowds at this time of year during the day, you're going to have a more personal experience. So really memorable opportunities.
Excellent.
Right now. Really one of my favorite times of year.
Now, those fan bases of all those animals don't clash in the food court or anything, do they?
There's no animal fights, are there?
No. No fights. Okay. Everybody in the animal kingdom gets along.
I'm just talking about the fans. Those fans can get kind of unruly, yeah?
That's funny.
Oh, cool.
You all have been nominated for the third straight year for USA Today's 10 Best Zoo Lights. And you find out in 2 days whether or not you've won that. Is that right?
That is
correct.
Do
you think you have it?
Oh, my gosh. It's so hard to say. We're very fortunate to be nominated because there are a lot of zoos around the country that do zoo lights now,
mm-hmm.
and they do them really well. So being nominated is really wonderful for us. We have finished in the top five for the past 2 years. So another top five finish would be spectacular.
And a number one would be best.
Yes, better than that would be better.
What do you win? Like, what do you, what's the prize?
The prize bragging? Is, yes, bragging rights. We get to feel great about ourselves here in central Indiana.
Good. Well, that's important too.
Absolutely. To kind of wrap up Christmas at the zoo, the lights are spectacular and you can see them from the highway.
Oh, for
and,
sure.
Anywhere. I mean, it's an extravaganza. Mm-hmm. Give us a lay of the land in the terms of what this event really entails. Visitors are able to walk both indoors and outdoors,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you have lights inside as well?
We do have decorations and lights and different things inside.
Cool.
The most spectacular lights are going to be outdoors. We have some really beautiful displays that are brand new this year. Our tunnel of lights is really cool.
I saw that. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I saw it in the commercial or somewhere. I saw a picture of that. I was like, oh, that's
awesome.
It's been a really popular feature for people getting selfies and different things. We have a lot of animal displays that kind of people make it their Christmas card year after year. And it's so much fun for us to, you know, be part of families' holiday traditions where they come to the zoo, they take their photo in front of one of our animals or displays or whatever, and then make that their Christmas card for their family and friends.
Especially year after year to like watch the progression and see little kids grow. That would be so
It's very cool.
It's very cute.
Do you have like a social campaign to challenge your visitors to come out and post on either Instagram or social medias, plural, to give a shout out and share some of the pictures that they've got?
Social media.
The plurals.
Yes. I mean, we always love to see fans sharing photos, some of their memories this year, past years, again, because we've been going for so long.
Yeah.
There's a lot of families who have been coming to Christmas at the zoo year after year. Seeing those memories, hearing their special stories is really great. So we really encourage Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, share everywhere with us.
Yeah, we got to get a hashtag out there just to share the Indy Zoo Lights extravaganza. We got to get the audience going on that.
We'll send you some ideas.
Yeah,
sure.
yeah, absolutely.
Also, something we talked to Paul Petit here in a little bit about weather, but I hear there's a cold snap coming. Luckily, you all have what campsite fire warming station things?
We do.
Tell me about those because that will bring me there for sure because I don't like the cold, but if there's warming stations, then I'll be there.
Yeah, we have multiple campfire locations. And then again, part of the brand new Bicentennial Pavilion, we have a beautiful hearth space that's got, it's so beautiful and it's nice and toasty warm there.
Another selfie location.
Another selfie location. While you're walking around in Santa's Village, I know a lot of people have been congregating and it's kind of become like a community spot for people.
Right.
Guests meeting one another and just kind of chatting. They don't necessarily know one another, but they're kind of enjoying the holiday spirit. That's what it's all about for us. So that's very special.
I don't know. It's kind of like the Red Panda Gang meets the Walrus Gang. Sharks and Jets, you know. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so to connect with Indianapolis Zoo, certainly go check out them on Twitter. They're very, very active on Twitter, Indianapolis Zoo, Facebook, Indianapolis Zoo, website, Indianapolis Zoo, and Instagram, Indianapolis Zoo.
Check, nailed check, check,
check. It. Absolutely. Yes. So some final thoughts for our audience on the experience of the zoo at this time of year, but as well as just the overall experience and what would they want to enjoy into 2018 as well?
Oh my gosh, we have so much coming next year, and we're excited to share a brand new exhibit that's going to be opening in the spring. All of our events that we've talked about, like so many more events. I really feel like zoo membership.
Yeah.
If you're able to do that, this is going to be a very exciting year for us. We have lots to share. And so a membership is really the best value.
It's so inexpensive and it pays for itself in due visits.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely does. And really, whether you are a member, you're just able to visit for the day, that money is going back to support our mission of animal conservation. So we really want to engage the community, get their support. to help save species around the planet.
Yep.
Walrus and red pandas and tigers and all of our favorites. Lots of species need our help. So that's a mission that's very near and dear to us. It's something that is at the heart of everything that we do. So whenever you come in, purchase your admission, purchase your membership, we're putting that money back towards saving species.
And that's why, right there.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We always appreciate you coming out here, mm-hmm. and we certainly look forward to getting you back in on a regular basis in 2018.
Sounds good.
And maybe
to
a
me.
Live cast from the zoo too, once it gets a little warmer.
Yep.
Sounds exciting.
We could do that.
Like it.
Yep, with the walrus, they're invited.
They're invited.
Oh yeah, we got to pick. We got to pick which animal paddock that we want to broadcast in front of.
I don't know if there are rules against that or what we need to do, but we'll touch base about that.
Sounds good. You're invited.
Thank you so much. And certainly want to encourage all of our audience to go check out the zoo with your families.
And there's a giveaway, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Stay tuned. There's a giveaway. You have generously brought. Do you want to tell them about the giveaway?
And sure.
Don't tell them too much, though.
Yes. Okay. So we have 4 admission passes to the Indianapolis Zoo to come and experience Christmas at the zoo. So everything that includes plus general admission to the Indianapolis Zoo and White River Gardens for 4 people. Do it.
Okay. So I love that. It's a beautiful soundbite. Just do it.
Yep.
Stay tuned towards the end of the show. We will be putting the link to that in the show comments. So just stay. You have to wait a little bit longer.
Yeah, don't leave.
Don't leave, because then you won't win.
Exactly. All right. So with that, we want to introduce one of our own odd species. We're going to be talking to Paul
Not
Poteet.
Not endangered, though.
Not endangered. He's just dangerous. That's Paul Poteet on The Edge coming up.
Real life. Real stories. Let's see what's trending in Indianapolis. This is Paul Poteet on The Edge.
Happy, 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 happy,
you
happy,
too.
Happy, happy.
And
happy.
Do the left and do the right and do the left and do the right.
Can I do the sprinkler?
You shouldn't.
I embarrass my children many, many times with that.
That is a weather-related dance, so you can certainly do the sprinkler. The hustle is off limits.
I wasn't planning on it, but thanks for fencing that one off for me. Now, challenge is accepted.
Do the hustle. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, young lady, you missed the disco.
I know
the
hustle, Paul.
Oh, you know the hustle, huh? Well, you're in marketing. Of course you know the hustle. Where's my bell? I know the hustle, too.
How are you doing today, Paul?
I am great on this fine wintry Wednesday. You Ooh. Went away, and all of a sudden, winter broke out. So don't ever leave again.
Well, she's shackled to the interview desk now. We fixed that.
I have
This
not
is my
one.
New home.
Not 2, but 3 stories that I've dug up from out on the edge.
Alrighty.
At any point during your recent sickness, did you feel the urge to break into a liquor store and have a fifth of bourbon?
No, but maybe I would have felt better sooner had I done that.
Well, all caution to the wind there. I mean, honestly, that was kind of like a crapshoot. I don't know what her answer would be.
Who is it? I mean, well, now you're on, screens all the time, so you can't. You're like me now. I can't go to a liquor store and just, break in and, steal booze anymore.
Yes, you can.
That's right. There's lots of network openings right now. Maybe they won't mind.
Ooh.
This is a story from Fort Walton Beach. You know where that's around. I don't have to tell you.
Yep.
These warm weather locations.
It's another Florida story.
It's a liquor store, Cash's Liquor Store. I hope they accept checks and credit, too. Cash's Liquor Store found an opossum. Next to a broken and empty bottle of alcohol the morning after Thanksgiving.
Oh my gosh.
Well, look, that looks just like Cousin Bill. He was knee deep into the stuffing. That's the next thing we saw of him.
And you notice that none of the other children are with the opossum. So, I mean, literally, there were no designated drivers.
That's a problem with the opossum. Especially, if I were a part of the opossum family, I would constantly be thinking about traffic patterns. Because, that's...
that's what's really cool.
A lot of times where you meet the possum, along the way.
Then he's dead drunk. But here's the deal. You see the proportionally sized bottle. It's not a...
It was made for him.
It was actually made for him or her. you know, I don't want to be.
Was it? Let me look again. Is that like, is that like one of those airplane bottles?
Yeah. No. It's a mini bottle of booze.
You know, that's so interesting. I looked at that and in my brain just looked at it and thought, oh, bottle of, you know, the size I'm familiar with.
That's a giant possum.
It would have to be one giant possum.
It's the size of a hippo.
I would never leave my house if possum were that big.
Possums roam the earth.
If you were that size possum, then I guess you could just walk right into the liquor store in the middle of the day.
Take what you want. Till...
I didn't even think about that when I looked at that picture.
Were you drinking before you looked at it?
Oh, my Lord. Don't ever ask him that. Don't ever ask him that again.
The possum's going to be okay. The possum, I guess they put some, actually pumped him with some fluids, non-bourbon fluids.
Oh, wow. So
possum's going to be okay. So don't worry about the possum.
Don't ever ask him how he gets his stories. We don't want to know. Because
I totally didn't think about the size thing in the bottle. Man, you've just blown my mind again.
Fantastic. I'm here for you all week long.
Wow. Story number two.
Yep.
Is about Chick-fil-A. People love their Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely.
Do we have a threesome here?
Yeah. Yay!
There is a story that we've linked to that has like some of these secrets of Chick-fil-A. Employees never say no problem when you ask for something. They always say, it's my pleasure.
Yes, they do.
They do. Every time.
I like that. I always feel funny about no problem, because that sort of introduces a problem where maybe you didn't think there was a problem.
Right.
You asked for some, no problem. Well, I wasn't thinking that was a problem.
But now I'm fixated on it.
But now, huh? And if you go, well, you know, as always, link this site, but you can apparently, you know, kind of fiddle around with the menu. Spicy chicken biscuit is something they don't have supposedly anymore, but if you're craving it, you can use their Chick-fil-A One app and add Texas Pete sauce and honey to each side of a biscuit for the sweet southern heat been missing.
Wow.
And also, so they have this.
They have this customized app dance that they got going on here.
Yeah, so there's Chick-fil-A One app, and one employee says you really can't customize anything. One popular request, have you ever thought of this? A vanilla milkshake with a pickle juice floater.
Why?
Why not?
Because you're pregnant? I don't know. Why? Why? Some stores have baked potatoes. Some serve orange dream milkshakes. The West Coast guacamole is an optional item.
Ooh, wow. Huh. So they have all this kind of these backup ingredients just kind of hanging out for customization? Well,
supposedly the pickle juice, isn't that something they use somehow with the actual chicken process? And that's one of the reasons why it's so good. It's because of the pickle juice.
Really?
I did not know that.
Secrets of Chick-fil-A. Click through if you want to know the secrets of Chick-fil-A. And finally, I have a theory. Many of my pet theories that I'll share with you is that every plot line on Seinfeld will eventually play itself out in real life.
Really?
There was an episode where Kramer, you know, adopts a highway,
right.
And so he takes really good care of it. He's out there sweeping it, cleaning it, dodging cars, and eventually he gets into his mind that he could make the traffic flow better by repainting his stretch of highway. So there's a scene. Well, a guy in China decides the same thing. 28-year-old man arms himself with a paint pot and brush and squatted down to work in the middle of a busy junction.
Oh, my gosh.
He did such an expert paint job, none of the drivers on the road spotted him at work right away. He had changed the arrows in one lane to turn left instead of going straight. He believed the two existing lanes to go straight were not sufficient and that he was often involved in delays. So he did a little DIY. Why? Because he didn't like to wait.
Wow.
He purchased special reflective paint, a brush, and even measuring tape, and began the fine work on the road. And eventually the police came along and discovered, and much like Kramer on Seinfeld, it was all caught on camera, the security camera. So and now he can paint himself a nice little outfit with stripes on it. And
he's going to jail, I imagine, right?
I think. I don't know if we got the disposition of the witness in this report or not, or the accused.
I would like to tell Indianapolis to not do that, please.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, do not paint on the streets.
Please do not paint the roads.
The authorities said they fined him for the offense, but they said they would not jail him because he was young and honest.
Yes, you did catch me painting this. You just watched me do it. I agree. I just did this.
Is that part of a qualifying get out of jail free card? Is, you know,
be polite.
People, I
apologize to any cars that were offended by my painting, repainting. Can I go around Hamilton County and just switch all the roundabouts to Pentagonabouts?
Oh, my gosh.
Or just reverse the direction, because right now they go, what would that be, counterclockwise? Make them all clockwise.
As in Australia.
Oh, get out. I guess
toilet joke,
be,
toilet
they?
Joke.
Well, no, I'm not even talking about toilet. Do they drive with a roundabout?
No, I'm just,
the other
I'm just
direction?
Saying all the toilets in Australia go the opposite direction. The water.
They don't,
the
have, cars. They don't have cars in Australia. They have kangaroos. They just
Our
get
production
on a kangaroo.
Says the answer is yes on that one, and on both toilets and roads. Pixar, it didn't happen. I need to see proof. Well, don't do that today if you're on Monument Circle or wherever you're streaming.
Don't paint the roads, but if you are painting the roads, be nice and own and
be
honest.
Young.
And be young, yes.
Oh, to be young again. Be carefree and, you know, be a road painter like I used to be in my old days.
Those are some weird stories, Paul. Thank you very much.
Those were three items we found this week on The Edge.
All right. Well, with that, what do you have in store for us on the weather side of the edge?
We have an inch or two of pickle juice that we're forecasting for Saturday, or snow. Which would you rather have? I think I might rather.
I don't know.
Oh, can we combine them both?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Pickle juice and snow together.
Frozen pickle juice flakes.
Oh, can you imagine just pickles falling from the sky?
Okay, we have to talk about snow.
In Australia, they fall up from the ground.
Oh, my God.
We are expecting little bits of winter to continue kind of hitting us from time to time. The overall pattern. Oh, excuse me. I thought it would be nice to have Christmas bells for this
segment. Is that the snow signal?
Whenever you hear that signal, that means it's time for snow. And we will see our probably first accumulating snow on Saturday, mainly in the morning. And then we may have another little inch or so late Monday going into Tuesday.
So nothing more than an inch or two at this point.
No, not at this point from these first blasts. Unless you're going to be up around South Bend or whatever, the lake effect areas might see their first couple of inches of snow in northern Indiana. But around here, even if it's a half an inch,
the first time
it falls, you won't need that guy out there painting, repainting the roadways. They're going to be a goat rodeo anyway.
And like I said, that is perfect for hunting weather. So, I mean, this is muzzle loading season.
It'll be nice and quiet snow is falling Saturday morning. So enjoy that. Teacher says every time Paul's iPhone rings, an angel gets its wings.
Well, there's a sidecar of creepiness right there.
It was just it's our new logo that we're testing out this week when I unveiled the 7-day forecast, little music plays. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, thank you so much for the forecast, and it's great to be able to catch up with you each and every Wednesday. How can our watchers and listeners catch up with you?
Don't wait for Wednesday. You can get me anytime at paulpoteet.com. It has little links to all the different social destinations. paulpoteet.com.
That's right. Check him out there and see what he's doing regularly, because you got a lot of things in the works regularly. You're still doing the deposition of weather too, aren't you? In one way,
yes, before? I work with insurance company in my more serious life, in my moral, in my other alter ego. When I'm Bruce Wayne, I work with insurance companies and attorneys and help them research past weather events. You know, I've discovered it's much easier to get the past weather right than it is to get the future weather right.
You're almost 100% there, right?
I'm 100% on that stuff. And so that's another side of me that you can get to also at paulpoteet.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for always being a great contributor into the show, and we will look to talk to you next week.
Pickle juice. Let's just think about that for a while. All right, see you soon.
Bye, Paul.
This is Edge of Indy, showcasing Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Now, let's get back to today's topic.
Pickle juice snowflakes. How about that?
Yuck.
Hey, we've got a treat for you for the season and seasonal shopping. Oh, boy, we've been hoping to get her and the brand on the show. We are talking to Amanda Maurer-Tafflinger, owner of Modern Handmade, or Homespun, I should say.
Let's try it again.
There we go.
The three words together. Go ahead.
Homespun is in the house. Modern Handmade. Thanks for joining us. Wow. That was an intro and a half, everybody.
Some of those sounds went together, so that's fine.
Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks.
So you're fresh off of Indiana Handcraft Exchange Winter Market, which is the event that really gave your business a jump start. Tell us about the Winter Market and how it went.
Well, we started the Indiana Handicraft Exchange in, 2007. So this is our 10th year. And that is an event where we bring together lots of different individual artists so that they can network with customers face-to-face, sell their goods face-to-face. And we ended up, when we began that event, it started as a kind of a fall event, which is an odd time of year to have the event. Mm-hmm. And then the second year we held it, we moved it to the Harrison Center, and we've had it there ever since. And we have both a winter event and a summer event. And the winter event was last Friday. Mm-hmm. It's always in conjunction with the first Friday that the Harrison Center has in December. We had over 50 different vendors there. The Harrison Center had all of their artists open studios. There were two new gallery shows. So there was a lot going on. We had a great turnout. It was really, really impressive. Lots and lots of people came out this winter.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Sounds fun. I didn't get a chance to.
It's a fun event. The summer event is always in June, and the applications for vendors actually go live February 1st. Hmm. And then we have about a month and a half when that window is open, and then we close them and we do a jury. The jury comes in and looks at all the applications together, selects the top applicants for mm-hmm. each category, and then those people are in. So that's the biggest event we offer, and that's during the summer. We have over 100 vendors at that, and then the Harrison Center does the music and food portion of it. So mm-hmm. that is a big indoor-outdoor event. Mm-hmm. It's at the same day as Talbot Street every year, so it brings a big crowd of people down there. Yeah, it's a great event.
I want to talk about Homespun, just generally speaking, because I was telling you before the show, my husband told me after, he was like, oh, Homespun's on this. You're not going there afterward, are you? Like, he is used to me going there to spend money. And my mom and sister have now become trained to knowing that they're getting something from Homespun every single Christmas. So they're like, oh, did you go to that store yet? I was like, not yet, but I will, because that's where I
always go. Come in anytime you'd like. We won't stop you from spending.
Thank you.
All as much money as you like.
All the monies.
All the money.
Can you give, for anyone who hasn't been there who's a fool, can you give maybe like three words about the store? Give us a general vibration, what Homespun brings to the table.
Do I have to keep it three words?
Shoot for three and then expand.
Primarily handmade, largely local, and community driven.
Very good. Now you may expand on all those.
So when we started, we had three goals in mind. We wanted to sell handmade goods. We wanted to have a gallery space in the shop. And then we also wanted to have an educational component. I came out of an oddly convoluted background. I had a background in photojournalism, and then I got my master's in arts education. So I started teaching. And then when I was laid off from my teaching position because they were cutting arts funding, that's when I started the store, because I was like, what else am I going to do? So we started the store, and I really liked the educational component. I wanted to offer workshops and stuff, so we still do that on occasion. And then twice, bimonthly, every other month, we put up a new gallery show.
Yeah.
So we do have a small wall for that. And then primarily, the biggest base of our store is all of the handmade goods we carry. We work with over 400 different individual artists. About half of those are from Indiana. So not everything we carry is local, but about half of it is. So we've got people all over Indiana, and then the rest of the goods that we carry are from people coast to coast. And we have two vendors in Canada as well. So
that's awesome.
Kind of spread out everywhere.
Variety of stuff is just amazing. You cannot go to that store and not find something for someone.
We have a lot of stuff. We just rebuilt our t-shirt wall, and it's beautiful. There's a local carpenter, a guy named Ben, who rebuilt the t-shirt wall for us. It's absolutely gorgeous. We've got tons of locally screen-printed t-shirts with Indiana Pride kind of logos and things on them.
All the jewelry and
stuff. We have tons of jewelry. Yeah. We have locally made food products. We have a whole section of specifically Indiana-related stuff. Mm. We have a huge print wall. A couple years ago, we got nominated for Best of Indie from Indianapolis Monthly, and they gave us Best Place to Get Cheap Art. And I think they meant inexpensive. but yeah, so we got
affordable.
Yes. And it was, so that was great. And then this year we got nominated but this year we got nominated for best place to get DIY kits. We carry a huge selection of DIY kits, everything from bacon curing. You can learn how to cure your own bacon.
Hi, how you doing?
Cheese making.
He's in. Yep. He's in.
I'm back in.
Beer brewing. We have a lot of like stitching
you're talking
kits,
to me now.
Right?
Yep.
We have stitching kits. We have craft your own bitters kits. We have lots and lots of different options. So there's textile, there's food, there's book binding, all sorts of things like that.
Oh, really?
Flower pressing.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Big flower presser. Right?
No, but the bookbinding is really cool. My 17-year-old would just love that. He's dialed in like that. And but what a fantastic experience. Anything else that you want to rattle through? Because there's a lot.
You're doing
there's
all
a
the
lot.
Things.
There's a whole lot. I mean, we started out in an 850 square foot space in Irvington.
Yeah.
In 2010, and we were there for about 3.5 years, and we outgrew that space. And we ended up moving into an almost 2,000 square foot space. Now we're downtown on Mass Ave. We're on the 800 block.
Gosh, just the best place.
We're by
ever.
The chocolate shop and the wine shop and the bookstore. So we've got a really good little area right there with lots of different kinds of shops.
I have to say, because I could literally talk about your store for an entire episode. Your children's stuff is amazing.
Oh, yeah, we have lots of
your lotions stuff. And products and things like the lip gloss and all of that. Amazing. Like, you just have the best products ever.
Thanks.
So good.
When we opened the store, I was pregnant with my son, so I was really heavy on focusing on getting lots of cute baby stuff.
Yeah.
And so that was a strong section when we started.
You know, cute little like baby Indiana clothes.
Lots of onesies,
it's
lots
so
of baby toys,
cute.
Wooden baby toys, lots of fun games for toddlers. Mm. So lots of fun stuff.
Here's the location, by the way.
Yep. Beautiful.
With some big cat heads.
Yes, we did that several years ago. There was a tire contest on Mass Ave, and we made Grumpy Cat and Little Bub.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and show some more images and stuff. Because your website is beautiful.
Thanks.
Also beautiful.
We have a really good social media manager. She's my operations manager. Her name is also Amanda, so it makes things super complicated.
Shout out to the other Amanda.
Yes,
good job.
Well, we call her the other Amanda. but she does a lot of really good images. We've also had a couple of employees who've been really strong photographers.
Is that like
so.
good Kirk, bad Kirk?
Yeah.
Anybody
look
there?
At the stuff. Look at this stuff. You would like all of this.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Look at that.
All right.
All right. Okay, I'm literally shopping right now.
Exactly. Huh. Just touch the screen and it's ordered. No.
I wish. We don't have an online shop yet. We are working
on that. Is that coming?
For after the new year. We're hoping to get it up and running then. So we'll start out with a small selection of goods.
Cool.
Working with individual vendors, it's super hard because a lot of them have their own shops online.
Sure.
So we don't want to kind of encroach on that.
Undercut them.
So we're trying to figure out like how to work that. So we'll start out with a small selection of product and then we'll grow it larger.
Yeah,
as we
do
go.
That so I can start shopping at home when I'm not in the store too.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Literally, I mean, the other vendors, I mean, the whole point is the more places that they can sell their product.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a pushback. It honestly shouldn't.
Look, there's some cheap art. No.
That's inexpensive, affordable. But we really, we love working with all the individual vendors. We get to know them. We get to know like why they're doing what they're doing. We get to know like what their lives are like, if they have kids, if they're paying for school or whatever. So that was part of the motivation for working independently with each of the individual vendors. We have a couple of distributors that we go through that still work with individual artists, but primarily work with every single artist one-on-one.
Wow.
That's a lot to keep track of.
Thanks for doing that. That's nice, though. That is
You're also giving back to Indy in a lot of other ways. Can you actually tell us about your work with Project Home and the Coburn Place?
Yeah. During the holidays, every year for the past several years, we've worked with both of those organizations. So Coburn Place is a local organization that works with families that are escaping domestic abuse, and they have a big apartment complex. I think they have 37 individual apartments that they can house families in.
Mm-hmm.
And so each year we collect general donations for them. They need paper goods. They need adult cold medicine. We have a granola bars. I think coffee is something else. We have a whole list of items on our website, on our Facebook page, and then they have it on their website as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Project Home Indy is another. It's a smaller organization. And they work with...
Okay, you're allowed to drink water. You're fine.
They work with homeless teen moms.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a house where they house the five moms together with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a community environment. We really love what they're doing. It's a really solid program. And so for the past few years, we've collected general donations for them. But we also sponsor each family. So we provide Christmas for each of the five women, the five young women, and their kids. And so we, we collect gift cards and bed sheets, twin bed sheets and crib sheets and toys for the kids and stuff like that as well, so that we can provide a nice, big, solid Christmas gift for them. And, you know, a lot of the girls come from not so great backgrounds. A lot of them have had kind of a rough beginning and they don't necessarily have like a warm and loving history of holidays.
Right.
So even though I know that monetary gifts and physical gifts don't necessarily make that better. At least hopefully they'll know that they're thought of and appreciated and cared for at this holiday season.
Well, and you're creating an experience for them to replace those negative memories.
And then they can also replace
that
for their children.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, thank you for doing that. That's really nice of you.
I mean, we absolutely love Project Home Indy. You know, if anybody's interested, check out their websites. I mean, they're just, both of those organizations are great.
Yeah, we'll link to those
in
comments as well. So thank you for doing that. That's great of you to do.
Yeah, we love doing it.
I also want to make sure that people know when they can come into the store. I'm all about getting people in the store right now.
Thanks.
You are open Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yep.
Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And Sunday from 11 until 6 p.m.
But yep. Brittany, doesn't that mean that they're going to get your stuff?
Well, no, there's plenty for every. I mean, you always restock with the cutest.
I'm just saying.
We still have lots of stuff to get in the system for this holiday season. We have a tower of packages in the back room that we're working on getting out there. So
what
every
she
day,
doesn't know is that I live in the back room.
New stuff is going out.
Yeah, you need to provide that VIP access so she can get a hold of it before it gets on the store floor.
Yes.
We do offer personal shopping. You know, we have customers that come in and say, you know, I'm looking for something for my mother-in-law. She's impossible to buy for. And we will walk you through the store and we will help you find something.
Can I volunteer my time to come help you do that too?
Yes, you
can. Okay, great.
we accept volunteers.
How much time do you have in the week? Because literally each and every guest that comes in here, you're volunteering your time.
I'm very supportive of the Indianapolis community.
Well, you know, we're also very big fans of female-owned businesses here in Indianapolis. Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience has been and why you love the Indianapolis community?
I grew up here, and I was here until I was 18, and then I left for about 10 years. I was going to school, traveling, doing a bunch of different things, and I didn't think that I would come back to Indy. But I came back, started dating my now husband, and he was telling me about all the things that were happening in Indy, the ways that it was changing, how the culture and the arts community was changing. And so I ended up coming back and falling in love with it. I was so impressed at the amount of change and development. And then even in the 10 years that I've been back now, how much it's changed even more since then. Mm-hmm. The community of female business owners, I don't know that we really have like a formal group, but
like
just
a gang.
Yeah, no, I feel like we should.
Not to be confused with Red Panda Gang or the Walrus Gang.
But, you know, there are a lot of female business owners, especially downtown on Mass Ave. I mean, when we were in Irvington, several of the businesses there were owned by women. And then down on Mass Ave, I mean, the chocolate shop, the best chocolate in town is owned by a woman. The wine shop is owned by a woman.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
The
like
juice
her.
Shop next to us is owned by a husband and wife. Silver in the City at the other end of Mass Ave is owned by a woman. There are several other boutiques and shops down there. I mean, so it's, and you know, everybody collaborates. A lot of the artists that we work with individually, mm-hmm. all of the vendors that we work with, they are all small businesses, and probably 75% to 80% of them are women.
Go ladies.
Yeah. I mean, it's largely small, independent, crafty businesses are primarily women. And so we do have a lot of interaction. And that's, you know, again, like we get to know these women. We get to know what they're doing, like what their families are like, what their goals are like, what kind of production processes they use, mm-hmm. where their materials are coming from. So all of that is we form relationships with all of them. And I really, that's one of the biggest things that I enjoy about the business.
That's great. And be able to plug back into the community and be able to support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's really important. That's a lot of times that's what's missing in the business community, is that as much as you're all in it to be able to create a profitable organization, man, it's tough.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the you always hear the business owners talking about other businesses. I mean, you know, we recommend tons of other places on Mass Ave, and then they send people our way, mm-hmm. and there's just constant, you know, word of mouth, positive word of mouth going around, and people recommending this store or that store, and, you know, oh, we don't carry that product, but go talk to this person. So it's really beneficial. It's nice to have that community and, like, the positive camaraderie.
Very good.
Okay, I'll let you take a sip of water and ask you a question. So you all have taken all the guesswork out of what to buy for people this season. You've created kind of like lists, or I forget what you call it, like curated gift lists for a slew of people. Okay, so if you have a mom or a dad or a significant other, or you know a dapper dude or a savvy sister or an animal lover or a three-nager or a foodie,
Hold on a second. What in the world's a
three-nager? Would you like to tell them what a three-nager
is? It's a three-year-old with an attitude.
Dude,
like a sassafras.
They're far beyond their years.
I've had three teenagers. For
I've got a four-year-old who's a teenager. She's a sassy pants. So.
Oh my gosh.
Can you tell us about those lists? And I think we have a couple that we can even throw up there.
Oh yeah, we've got so on our blog, on our website, we every year, usually around August, we give our staff this list and we say, hey, like start picking out your favorite things of, that you would give to this person or that person. So our staff curates this list. Everybody on the staff gets picks for different things. And then our operations manager, the other Amanda, she does all the photography.
The third Amanda?
No, it's the
second one.
She's our operations manager slash social media.
But there are three.
There are two.
There's two. Okay. Just want to make sure that all the Amandas get
there. There's two. There's
get
Amanda
their due praise.
Okay. But she puts together all the photographs and everything, and then we throw it up on our blog page. We do a little write up about it. Mm-hmm. So we carefully curate all these lists, and we've been doing this for the past 4 or 5 years at least.
Gosh, they're so good and so like just pretty.
But
you
there's
just
a
wanna,
lot.
Like,
yeah.
Print them out and take them to the store.
She does
and be
nice
like,
flat lays of them.
This,
yeah, we've
this.
Got a lot of individual pictures. But yeah, I mean we carefully think through like what would be you know.
All right, I got a call on this one. There's one in particular, the nerdy pal.
Oh.
What's on that list? Not that I would.
Well,
not that there's any nerds here.
We have, you know, nerdy slash geeky. We have a lot of pop culture inspired things. We have a lot of video game inspired stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a vendor we work with out of Ohio. Her company's called One Up Gallery. She does a lot of Mario inspired stuff. Zelda.
Do you have pun things?
Oh gosh. Ooh. Yeah, we have a ton of pun things. We have a lot of
dad jokes.
We have a lot of Stranger Things inspired stuff. We have Game of Thrones inspired things.
Oh wow.
We have here you go for the nerdy.
For the real nerds.
We have so there's a guy locally who
I'm asking for a friend.
Right.
I bet. His company is called Leitmotif and he does wooden cutting boards, but he has one that is called the Fibonacci board, and it has the pattern of like the Fibonacci.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
really cool. But he also does some that look more like Space Invaders, or there's like a Batman. And there's Mario. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like video game stuff, and he does coasters. So his stuff is really, really high end. Like the cutting boards are $100, $200, depending on the design.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have like the less expensive earrings that are, you know, $10 to $15.
What is this name again?
His company is called, the guy who does the cutting boards is called Leitmotif. It's 1337 Motif, which is something that only nerds and gamers would know, I guess.
That's above my head.
And then
okay.
The other company that does the jewelry is called One Up Gallery. But yeah, we have
Googling.
Lots of other stuff. Yep.
Don't mind us. We're just making notes here. 1337.
Yes. Motif. Yeah, it's all kind of one word.
1317 Motif. Well, he just got a bunch of shout-outs.
I'm saying. Wow. I've seen this guy before.
It's great. Yeah. He's his dad. I think he said his dad was a cabinet maker. So he grew up learning woodworking from his dad.
Yep.
And now he goes out on his own and does all sorts of shows. Yeah, he's done Renegade in Chicago. He does a lot of local shows.
He's been regularly on Talbot Street as well, right?
Yeah. I think he's probably been there too. Yep.
Have you been stalking him?
Well,
perhaps.
And I know his Batman one too.
Yeah.
And I wanted it then. And now I'm going to get it.
He does one that kind of looks like a backgammon board. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. So we just had a little...
Wow, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, users and watchers and listeners. Just kind of went into our own room there.
Right into your geek lane.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, well, you'll be also at the Yelp Totally Bizarre, and that's actually
tomorrow.
Yep, I'm taking deep breaths to prepare myself. That is a big event. It is crazy. It is so much fun.
Do you want me to come help you?
Yes.
Okay.
it's at the Central Library. It is from the atrium all the way up to the fifth or sixth floor. Vendors all the way up and down. You can take the escalators up and down. You can look out over. It's really pretty.
You can drink while you do it.
They have beer and they have local spirits. They
cider.
Have cider.
Yep.
They have local food vendors. Lots of different restaurants there.
Garden party's going to be there.
Over 150.
Oh yeah, you've got this planned out, don't you?
Over 150 different local businesses, not all independent artists, but like different bookstores and different local dog bakeries. I mean, any kind of retail shop or brick and mortar shop or local artists, like you can find everything there. It's a really good place to find all your shopping.
That's where I will literally spend my entire budget there tomorrow for Christmas.
We will
gifts.
Be on the first floor in the atrium, right
Perfect.
By the children's book section.
Very good to know. I will find you and I will help you.
Does your husband ever see you at home?
No.
She can bring him. She can send him in one direction and she can hang out with us.
He'll be at the gym and I'll be shopping, okay? Oh, it's fine.
I am so sorry, Ryan.
Ryan, you're fine.
I don't know what we've caused here and I don't know what we're plugging her into. I guess I kind of take responsibility for that. I'm sorry.
I support our local Indianapolis community monetarily.
It's good.
Oh, man. It's fantastic to have you on the show. And you're certainly doing a great thing for Indianapolis. And we certainly want to lift up organizations that are plugging in, helping each other. And on top of that, have some really great products. And that's mm-hmm. the other thing is that, you know, in all frankness, you can have a lot of great efforts and help towards the community, but on top of that, you could also move some not so quality stuff in here. And your stuff is amazing.
Yeah,
and
we try. Everything should be curated. I mean, we look at all the applications we get, and we try to find the best quality product. So, you know,
like a trusted guide.
We like finding new artists too who are kind of starting their way in. So they may have a really great product, but maybe their like branding or their packaging isn't great yet. So we kind of like working with those younger vendors to see them develop. We've had a lot of vendors that we've worked with since the beginning, and over time we've seen their packaging and their product and their branding change so much, and we've just seen their business expand and grow in really amazing ways.
Yeah, you kind of like usher them through the maturity process.
It's fun. It's really fun. It's kind of like seeing a kid grow up.
It's almost like you're a Sherpa of sorts.
Yes, that's all. Start thinking of myself.
You should put that in your LinkedIn profile.
Speaking of how they can actually get a hold of Homespun.
You're struggling with that. Homespun.
I'm done. I don't know. The website is homespunindy.com. You can check them out on Twitter at homespunindy, Facebook homespunindy, and Instagram homespunindy.
Yep.
Good job.
Instagram is where it's at. That's where we have most of our attention. Following.
Nope. No, not Pinterest, huh?
No.
All Instagram.
Yep.
Beautiful thing. Excellent. Final thoughts for our listeners and watchers today about the local business community and getting involved, maybe.
I just recommend exploring some areas that you haven't been to in a while, especially the 800 block of Mass Ave. That's mm-hmm. where we're at. But that particular block has changed a lot over the past. I mean, we've been there for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in February. But since we've been there, I mean, there have probably been 8-9 new businesses that have popped up in that block. Mm. So a lot of people get to College Avenue and they stop. But if you go just a little bit further, we're just south of 10th. You know, like I said, there's a chocolate shop, a wine shop, a dog bakery, a bookstore, everything on that block. So it's a really good place. There's even free parking, which is super hard to find on Mass Ave.
That's why I always go down there. Now everyone's going to be there now.
Right. If you go behind the curve behind our store on Davidson, there's like 25 spaces there. And then on the weekends, you can park in our lot for free, too.
Also, don't want to forget about the giveaway. Can you tell us about what you brought?
So we have a gift basket, and it has
I will demonstrate
a gift certificate in it for the store.
Ooh.
It has some peanut butter from Be Happy Peanut Butter, which is amazing. If you haven't had it, it's peanut butter that you can eat with a spoon. It's not necessarily for a sandwich.
Isn't that all peanut butter?
I think so, but this is really good peanut butter.
Oh,
like,
man.
Has some of it has chocolate in it or chunks of pretzel. I mean, there's also they have like 8-9 different varieties.
People would know if I actually trade that out and put a can of
Jiffy. There's also a dome ornament in there.
Scratch off the label.
You could. there's a dome ornament in there from People for Urban Progress. They're a local.
Our friends.
Oh, they're a local organization that they recycle the roofing of the Hoosier Dome.
Oh wow.
So that's and then we've
were just on the show.
What else is in there? There's a little cocktail book from a spirits company in Bloomington. There's a chocolate bar with a special message on the package. And there's a candle. So
all
there's
the
lots
things,
of little goodies
all
in there.
The things are in here. So if our social media manager would be so kind as to put the link in the comments right now, we can get the contest underway. Winners will be notified Friday at 4 p.m.
Sweet. And I'll
if I give this away at all. Maybe it's mine. I don't know.
Okay, guys. I mean, honestly, you want to enter in this competition because otherwise
it's mine.
You're feeding the beast. So
please, someone take it off my hand.
Well, that's fantastic, and thank you so much for contributing to giving to our audience. They're always appreciative of those type of giveaways. They're hungry for them.
And I'll see you tomorow and like a couple of days after store.
All right, we'll just become best pals.
Oh my gosh, this is getting scary.
And you'll be there too.
I will be there.
Not as often as I am, but
evidently
you'll be
not.
There.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today. And we certainly want all of our listeners and watchers to go follow Homespun. Go follow Indianapolis Zoo if you're not already. I mean, these are great organizations to be connected to here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Final thoughts, Britt?
I just can't wait for all this events and all the things. I just want to go do stuff right now.
This is her season. I mean,
this is I'm thriving right now.
Except for the snow. The snow's coming in.
Well, it's only a little bit. I'll be okay. I can power through.
It's pickle snow. All right.
It's pickle snow. We're fine.
For all of us at Site Strategics and Edge of Indy, thanks so much for watching and listening. And be sure to tune in next week. Who do we have on the show?
It's a secret.
Oh, don't. Oh, see.
You can't tell them because then they won't. You'll just wait and see.
All right. Well, take care. And remember to choose local and choose local often here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Be a good model citizen and plug into Indianapolis business and organizations that are giving back regularly. So thanks again for watching. And we'll sign off. See you next week. Bye-bye.